Assalamu alaikum, guys. I want to share some thoughts with you in regards to why I believe that AI will eventually become a type of proof for the existence of God and the soul. And the reason I say this is because, let's face it, artificial intelligence is never going to have consciousness as we experience consciousness. This first person subjective experience, qualia, it's not going to be creative like human beings. And the reason is, as Robert J. Marks, a distinguished professor and who spent more than 3 decades working in AI, highlights, that at the end of the day, artificial intelligence is based on algorithms. And sure, there are aspects of the human being which are algorithmic, but there's more to us than that. So therefore, this dream that these materialists have, or this delusion, if you like, that AI will become conscious like human beings and even transcend human beings, the next step of evolution, as they say it, and some fear it that these machines would eventually become conscious and take over humanity and destroy humanity. This is not going to happen. And what's going to happen is eventually these individuals who have this fascination, as they keep pushing the boundaries, they're going to realize that no, artificial intelligence isn't becoming conscious like human beings. It's not creative like the human being is creative. It's just working on programs, it's working on the algorithm, no matter how we twist it. And when they get to this point, they are going to be forced to recognize and realize, well, there must be something more to the human being than just matter and motion. They have this false presupposition that humans are nothing more than matter. So this consciousness, this creativity, it's just the brain, it's this physical brain. And therefore they have this belief that they can replicate this within AI. But this is not going to be the case. And when they realize this is not the case, then they're going to have to swallow that bitter pill and recognize that, well, there's something got more to the human than just matter in motion. There's something more to consciousness than just the brain creating an illusion. So at that point, they will have to recognize that maybe, or entertain the idea of the soul, entertain the idea of God, because if you now acknowledge this immaterial awareness that we refer to as consciousness, well, where does that come from? There must be a cause. So just some thoughts in regards to this, because there's a lot of hysteria, if you like, and fascination in regards to this topic. I'd like to know your thoughts in regards to this as well, so let me know them in the comment section below, and I'll speak to you guys next time. Assalamu alaikum.